You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 107. Stop settling for less than what you really want. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about settling for less than what you really want in your life. This is a subject that really needs to be addressed because I see so many people doing this every day. In your heart, you really want one thing, but you're settling for less because somewhere inside of you, you really don't believe you can have it or that you deserve it. That's why you settle. It's that or the fear of letting go of the known for the unknown. Fear is your greatest enemy to ever realizing your dreams. And when you get that, then you'll be on the lookout for whenever fear pops up because it's a sign that you're moving toward a new direction. Fear rises in order to block you from manifesting your dreams. It's a negative program that's been placed in you to keep you in a state of spiritual bondage, to keep you working on someone else's dream, and to prevent you from creating your own. You're going to have to fight through fear in order to get to a place of fearlessness. I'm sharing this with you because these are the words of wisdom that Spirit imparts to me to remind me to never settle for less than what I really want. And it's a good reminder for everyone listening to the show. Something is going to happen in your life when you start reaching for your dreams. After you've been on your path for a number of years, then at some point, things are going to begin to show up. You're going to start meeting the people that were destined to help you reach your goals. Situations and circumstances begin to turn in your favor. And when this happens, then you're going to be challenged with overcoming your fears to create what you say you really want. Now, before we go on, I want to point out the fact that the saying is that you have to reach for your dreams. You don't just roll over into them or fall into them. You have to reach for them. So that means in itself that your dreams exist on higher vibrational level. They're already a reality, but you have to become a vibrational match to them. They exist because your soul has already put them in place for you. They are something you have to reach for by coming out of your comfort zone in order to bring them into fruition. If you have to reach, then you're going to have to stretch. And what exactly will you be stretching? You're going to have to stretch your belief systems because you're going to have to believe in yourself. And many of your false beliefs are what's blocking you right now. You're going to have to exercise your faith. Reaching for your dreams requires you to go beyond the known and to begin to venture into the unknown, which will always cause you some trepidation and maybe even bring up some fear. Manifesting your dreams will require you to believe in yourself and then to trust the universe. You must believe that the universe has brought you to this point in your life where you're starting to meet the right people, and situations and circumstances are beginning to turn in your favor. If you don't overcome the fear of stepping into the unknown, then you'll never fully manifest your dreams, even though they're ready to be born. When you choose to settle for things that are comfortable, as opposed to coming out of your comfort zone in order to create what you really want, then you're choosing to remain in a life that is unfulfilling to you. And there's a price to pay for that. They say that the price you pay for not following your heart is living the rest of your life regretting it. When you do this, you're simply allowing your fears to control you because you'd rather be comfortable in a familiar world that doesn't really satisfy you than to reach into the unfamiliar to create the life that you really want. Let me tell you now, you're going to have to venture into the unfamiliar, into the unknown, in order to manifest your dreams. Because your dreams exist on higher vibrational levels, levels that are new to you. They're not familiar. Your dreams are not sitting right next to you. but you have to reach for them. And depending on where you are in life right now, you may have a lot of work to do to get there. There's some steps to manifesting your dreams. It doesn't just happen all at once. When you start on the path, you start being prepared for what you say you want. It's a process. And most people don't understand this. Many people tend to think that your dreams just fall into your lap one day if you sit still long enough. And that's why so many people believe in the lottery. But dreams falling into your lap only happens in the movies. There's a lot more to it than that. Your life is vibrational, and there are vibrational transitions that you must go through in order to move toward the life that you say you really want. These transitions take place on every level. They affect every aspect of your life, and transitions are changes. They may appear as upheavals, and these upheavals are necessary in order for you to get where you want to go. Realizing your dreams is really about bringing forth your greatest desires and creating balance in your life. This is because your dreams are truly your destiny, and they are soul created. Whenever your soul is involved in something, then your entire life will be affected by the realizing of your dreams. It's not just a local event, if you will. Your spirit is reaching for balance in all areas of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. This will encompass all of your relationships and everything that you have manifested in your life. They will all have to go through transformations in order for you to create the balance and harmony that you as a spiritual being truly desire. Your dreams exist on higher vibrational levels, and so your life will have to be altered vibrationally in order to match the vibration of your dreams. This has to happen for you to fully realize them. Your life in total has to become a vibrational match to the higher spiritual energies of your soul. That means every aspect of it. Some people have found balance in one or two areas of their lives, maybe through creating a level of wealth and manifesting good health. And this is a great accomplishment, but there is still more work to be done because you are a multidimensional being, and having financial wealth and good health is only a part of your completeness. It's only a piece of your joy and happiness. You have to find balance in every area of your life, and this includes your love life and other relationships, as well as spiritual balance. The point is, when you truly create the life of your dreams, you're creating a life of balance and harmony in all areas. You'll have your dream, as well as loving relationships, plenty of money, friendships in all walks of life, good health, and most importantly, you will establish a spiritual joy and a deep level of happiness. In truth, you can't create all the other stuff until your spirit is in a state of balance. Because having what you, as a spiritual being, truly want in your life is all about finding joy and happiness within. When your soul is happy and content, then your dreams flow into your reality. This is because they are extensions of your spirit. You are energy. And when you begin to manifest your dreams, it means that you've reached a certain vibration and they begin to flow into your reality. It's what we do on every level. Doesn't matter where we are vibrationally. Our world is always a reflection of our energetic state. So the danger in settling for less than what you really want is not allowing your spirit to ever bloom into its fullness. And if this never happens, then you'll never find total happiness or balance in your life. There will always be pieces of you that are unfulfilled. True happiness is living your highest vibration. And that's what we call our destiny, because you are destined to be the great being that you are. If you never allow your greatness to be born, then you will never feel complete. In order to do this, you must begin to overcome your fear of the unknown, because your dreams exist on higher plateaus. Your life will definitely change when you start reaching for your dreams. You cannot be afraid to follow your heart, because it's your heart that directs you to your dreams. It's a path that you have to feel your way to. It's a path that you have to exercise your faith in order to walk on. It makes you reach, and reaching will make you uncomfortable. But that's okay. Just get past your fears and you'll see that the life that you'll create was much more than worth the struggle that you had to go through to get there. Just allow your spirit to guide you. Have faith and stop settling for less. Thank you again for taking the time to listen. Please share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.